start the meeting and take a roll call. Mike Walters.
Yes.
Jack Minner.
Yeah.
Victor Valentine's not able to make it today. Chris Scott's not able to make it. Aaron, I'm calling you in a second, okay? Terry Aker.
Here.
And then Valerie's not able to be here as well, including myself. And then we also have the chairman of the board here with us, Kurt Prenzler, as a quorum or a fifth vote. I'd like to also allow Aaron Messner to come into the meeting with us by...
Make a motion.
Technology.
Second.
Mike Walters, Jack Minner, all in favor, and I need Kurt's vote on this.
Aye.
Yes.
Okay. And everybody said yes. So Aaron, you're in the meeting as well with us, okay? Can you hear Aaron?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, very good. All right, thank you. Okay, approved meeting minutes. Is there any questions regarding the meeting minutes?
I got a question just because I don't know, but not all the minutes were in there.
Okay. Can you be a little bit more?
Towards the end of the meeting last month.
Yeah, I read that. Are you talking about, can you be more specific?
Not without the audio part here. I mean, if you want me to read everything that was...
Well, they just do the comments. General. They don't
That's
do
what I don't know.
That.
I mean...
Yeah, they just generally what was
okay.
talked about. They don't go into.
Then that's fine. I just wasn't sure how that works.
Okay.
And the audio is also available online as well.
Yeah, I knew that.
Okay. That being said... we'll stand approved if everybody's okay with them. Very good. Public comment. I don't think I see any on the table.
You don't have any.
Purchase requests and resolutions, monthly expense report. Anyone have a question regarding that? I need a motion.
So moved.
Second.
All right. Mike and Terry, all in favor. We'll go through the vote. Mike Walters.
Yes.
Jack Minner.
Yes.
Aaron Messner.
Yes.
Terry Aker.
Yes.
And Mike Babcock is a yes. Kurt Prenzler?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, thank you. All right. And need signatures on that as I'm passing that around. We'll get your signature when you come in, Aaron, okay?
That sounds good.
Okay. Purchase request approval.
So moved.
Second.
All right. That's Mike Walters as Terry Aker. Does anybody have any questions? All right, all in favor? Mike Walters?
Yes.
Jack Minner?
Yes.
Aaron Messner?
Yes.
Terry Aker?
Yes.
And Mike Babcock? Yes. And Kurt Prenzler?
Yes.
Okay. I'm passing this around as well.
I think we've all signed it.
Okay, very good. The next thing we're talking about is
Jack signed it.
Is Kurt going to sign
that one?
Yeah.
Kurt, do you sign that? You probably know, but you can sign it.
I can sign it.
Here, he's got to sign this one, too.
You
sign
it.
Yeah.
I'll just sign it right up.
That's good.
Just below everybody.
Appreciate it. Health Department Director Report Tony, and she's going to be talking about job description, and of course, has had some conversation.
Yeah, actually, after speaking with you, we did schedule a meeting. I'm going to be meeting with Dave Tanzius on Thursday at 1 o'clock. So that's really just my report. We don't have anything. Thought it was best to kind of review things with Mr. Tanzius first. But in a nutshell, I can
tell you. Tony, I'll be in there with you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. And then will we be talking about job descriptions in there? Because I forgot to ask you that question.
Yeah, it's actually, we're reorganizing a little bit, as I had been talking about, so.
Would it be okay if the personnel, chairman of the personnel?
Oh, I think that would be great.
If she would like to come.
As long as it doesn't, we don't get too many people to violate open meetings, but it's really.
Yeah, we're okay there.
It's fine.
Okay.
It was just talking about, I believe Mr. Babcock and I had talked and we felt like it was better to just make sure that Dave was on board with things and before we approve it.
Very good.
But it's really not a big reveal or unveiling or anything like that.
Okay.
It was just an opportunity, kind of all in relations with our I-plan being due. One of the requirements, that's the Community Needs Assessment and Local Health Plan, one of the requirements of that process is that you look at your organizational capacity. And so it's a good opportunity, basically, to just kind of review and assess, and with the community health services director position being vacant, et cetera, it's just a nice opportunity to review, assess, and improve.
Sure.
We haven't done this in well over 8 years, so it's just an opportunity to look at things. So it's nothing earth-shattering or anything like that. Yes, sir?
I have a question. At the beginning, I feel like we've been through a two-year, you know, the whole thing, because it was March 17th of 2020 when we were at the county and signed the emergency declaration. At that time, and Tony, I kind of remember that you inspect 1,400 restaurants, because I remember that was that the number of restaurants?
Oh, many more than that, sir.
Okay.
We have, we probably have approximately 1,400 establishments that
okay.
we permit and inspect, but depending on the permit category, determines the number of inspections that are done every year.
For example, daycares and restaurants, and even hospital restaurants, and
Those types of high,
yeah.
higher category, higher priority, those get three inspections a year.
Okay.
The medium priorities get two inspections a year, and then the low.
I remember that I had never thought of that number, and I always thought, my goodness, what a high number.
It's actually very timely for what I brought in.
Because of your plan.
Yes, sir. Did he get one of these?
Yeah, I gave him one.
Ms. Harris?
I maybe gave it back to Mike. I'm very obedient to the job.
You know, we're working on, this is actually, we're working on our year-end reports, and I really thought it would be fair to give you all kind of a review. FY 2019, you know, things were pretty normal, if you will. Obviously, all of February... all of fiscal year 2020 and, most of 2021 were actually, you know, involved in the pandemic response activities. So just to kind of give you an idea of the task and to see where we are. Fiscal year 2019, these are cumulative totals, okay, based on our county fiscal year, that you can kind of get an idea of what we were doing compared to 2020, compared to 2021. So I bring this out to just kind of, again, give you a base point, because we're working on our annual report, and we'll have that probably to you next month. But just to kind of give you an idea of the activities that we do within the health department, beyond, you know, so many things. And with your permission, I would like to perhaps take, you know, 5 minutes in the next health department committee meetings. I'd like to bring in my division directors one by one and let you meet them and let them give you a very brief overview of the programs and services that they provide. We've really not done that. And I think it would be helpful for you all to see faces as well as to just kind of get a sense of the various programs and services we do.
Are we talking about the next meeting?
Yeah, if you'd like. I mean, it would just be a real quick, you know, no PowerPoints or anything like that, but I just want to bring one in at a time, or I can do it all and we can knock it out in one meeting if you're willing to give me, you know, 15 minutes. But
I don't have any concerns with it, Terry. Jack?
How long you say, about 15 minutes?
15 minutes, I promise, sir.
Okay. It ain't going to be an hour. Or
no, sir. Okay. No, sir.
Terry can't stay up that long.
I understand.
He falls asleep after about 10.
But I do think it's important for you all to have names and faces. Years and years ago, we used to bring them in and they do it, but the meetings kind of became long. And but I certainly want you all to know who you have, and if there's ever a particular topic that you want the expertise or the overview on, an update on, for example, talk to me about breast and cervical cancer program and what that is. I'll bring in Amanda and she can give you, you know, kind of a report on that so that you know how it works. I think it'll help you.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
If it's appropriate, I remember back in the, I was like, Shazam, that's a lot of restaurants. I remember it 2 years ago when I never really encountered that number. But now I see on your top line here, food inspections, and so how has the industry, have we seen restaurants close? I'm just thinking right across from special service area, one, the Itsy Bitsy or the Teeny Weeder, that little cafe that closed. The
you know,
Petri's in downtown Granite City is no longer, they closed up, and I think the owner just kind of decided to retire. But have you gotten a sense?
Honestly, and I can give you that because we keep stats on that. Mm-hmm. It's really about as many that close, you have as many, you know, working on plan reviews and opening. So it's been a pretty constant number.
I was just astounded still at, is it about 1,400 restaurant inspections that you do countywide?
Sir, there's more than that that we do. Like I said, it's based on category. So it's thousands. We do thousands of inspections.
So 19, and so what we see, a ton of inspections in 19.
And that's only brick and mortar. That's not temporary inspections or consultations or anything like that.
And so that those food inspections, that does not include consultations.
No, sir.
And just kind of planning meetings where somebody's coming in to talk about opening a restaurant, they just want to get a lay of the land.
Yeah.
So now that during COVID, that was hard. It was harder to accomplish that function then because you were so busy with other things.
Well, if you recall, restaurants were pretty much closed off. So no, there were really no inspections. During the peak of the pandemic, we were all hands on deck, 100% working on COVID response in various capacities. So
that's kind of just coming back to normal.
Yeah, and I'm just delighted because I don't want anybody to think that we haven't been bringing. We've been doing the services and programs for the most part consistently. No one has gone, you know, I mean, at the same time we're investigating all reportable communicable diseases, at the same time we're providing immunization clinics, STD clinics. We conducted the entire mosquito surveillance, vector surveillance program throughout. So, we're really starting to catch our breath. The only other thing I wanted to say about this, and I won't belittle it, but if you read this and you're like, well, I'd like to know more about plan reviews, you tell me what you want, and we can set up our reports this way. This is our first project that we're hoping to incorporate with the ESRI and the GIS stuff, as far as we think this is going to be a great plan to be able to set up a dashboard for you.
I'm really interested in that sector because that's such an important part of our economy, a lot of 100%. Jobs in the restaurant. And so is your sense that going through the whole COVID experience, everyone had to do like super cleaning? Everyone was very conscious of cleanliness, right?
So the best way for me to answer that, I can't answer it directly today, but we have to go through and analyze all of the types of violations mm-hmm. that we have. It's part of our requirements with our local health protection grant. We have to do an analysis of that. So I could actually generate that and give you a feel for the types of violations that mm-hmm. we saw, you know, as we go in that. But honestly, the restaurant, the food sanitation program has always been, you know, voluntary compliance rather than enforcement. The operators work diligently, as do the health department staff work diligently for win-win situations across the board. And it's very seldom that you'll run across an establishment or an operator that, I mean, that's his livelihood. You know what I mean?
It's always been, so, in pre-COVID, it's something, I just remember, I just wanted to, this is a good thing. I was like,
oh, 100%.
We don't have to worry about that. And we don't have a problem there. It's nothing we need to worry about. And it's been my impression that the restaurants in Madison County have been, when you hear about dirty restaurants, it's not in our county. I just wanted, I mean, that has been, as a compliment, I think that,
well, that's a compliment to the managers and the operators of the establishments, but, I mean,
who was the gentleman who was, maybe, I don't know if he was in charge of that department, or that part of your department, Tony, Fisher? Who am I thinking of? Charles Fisher? Who am I thinking of?
Al Fisher? He was a sanitarian.
When did he die? When was that? 4 years ago? 5 years ago? He was a real strong part of your department, I remember.
Yeah, he was actually the last individual there from when the health department formed in 96 mm-hmm. with NEH.
Mm-hmm. And he was,
I believe,
retired.
He passed away.
Was he a
away
retired in, teacher before he came
Kurt,
with you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe he passed away in June or July, I think.
Of what year?
I think it was 20. It was 20.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I think it was earlier.
I, you know, I'll go back and check.
But anyway,
but I think about them every day.
But you've had a pretty strong crew.
We have a strong crew.
Yeah, okay.
100%.
And so the trick there is also, you know, as you seek cleanliness, not to be overbearing, to work with restaurants and that's kind of the...
If I may, yeah. Just because I'm an environmental health practitioner,
well,
so it's important
say,
to say...
This is important because we do, restaurants are a very vital part of our economy.
100%.
I mean, you look at the new restaurants in Alton, the new restaurants in Edwardsville, and I mean, we have a new restaurant, Schlafly's in Highland.
Cleanliness is very important, mm-hmm. But frankly, food service, sanitation, and safe handling of food, it really comes down to practices. I mean, it's not that you dismiss a dirty floor or a dirty facility. Customers don't want to see that. So, mm-hmm. you know, you'll eventually close yourself, if you mm-hmm. will, because you will have no business. But our inspections are much higher altitude than that and in depth, working with the food managers there, studying the way that they handle food from pretty much cradle to grave, if you will, you know, from what do you do with that product as it comes off the truck? How do you cook it? How do you, you know, prepare it and bring it back through? I mean, there really is a science, you know, to all of that. And that's really what our inspections consist of, is to review practices, temperatures, sanitizing, personal hygiene, employee hygiene, you know, all of those things.
That, you know, for us to have, I mean, we look at Germany. Germany has a reputation for good products. That helps all their products. If we have a reputation for good, clean restaurants, which I think we do, that helps us. I'll note, too, that last year we had a banker call us and say, hey, you've got litter all over the county. You need to clean this up. That hurts our restaurants. That hurts our businesses in Madison County when we have all this litter out, you know, by the interstates. And so I think that in the same way that we want to get rid of litter and be clean as a county, I think that for people to have confidence in the restaurants, that when they go to a restaurant, that they're going to not get food poisoning and things like this. I just think that...
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
It's just not the interstates. I mean, when you go out here by this landfill out here...
143?
Oh, my gosh, it's
yeah.
horrible.
Well, I want to say about that, too. Forgive us.
There's something that we got to do.
We're having a meeting.
It's egregious.
And we have a meeting with... Chris Duclef has a meeting. Chris is the one who's heading that up. Is with the landfill, with the trucking company... and it is a constant...
Oh, it smells a time.
And let me just go back to Helen's pictures on the wall. Helen said, every day I wake up in my county board district, and the most important thing is stormwater. That's what she'd say. And in the same way, but in every department, I always think the health department, every day, it's an everyday thing, clean restaurants. And it's an everything day. We need to go back to the litter, because we don't want our county... to be known as litter.
Is that
litter,
in this
litter
department? Bill. I'm just curious.
No, I'm sorry. And I'm
start here.
Can we make a motion not to have Kurt back in here again? Good grief. I think we'd be done by now
but
if he hadn't asked questions.
I think we, but sometimes I just want to, we're all talking about pre-COVID, the way things used to be. And I just want to say that, you know what, I think the restaurant inspections have been darn good. And we didn't worry about it.
We'll take that as a compliment.
Yeah.
Shall we move on?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Wait, one question. These food inspections, that includes like food trucks and all that kind
actually,
of
actually, that's not in that number.
That's
just made a note that I will add
okay.
to, this is good because we're only 3 months into our new fiscal year. I will add temporaries and those mobile things
okay.
for you as well so that you
I
can get
curious.
A better sense. No, that's a whole nother.
Okay.
Yeah, these are just brick and mortar, so we'll add that for you, and you'll start to see that.
Tony, I think we've had a good meeting, don't you?
I do, sir. I'm finished.
Are you okay?
Yes,
good,
sir.
Good. Any new business? And then, can I get a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
And then Terry?
Second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, thanks, Aaron. Appreciate you being on the phone, buddy.
You're welcome.
Don't talk so much, Aaron.
Thank you, everybody.
Mike said don't talk so much next